is a podcast recording for The Nature of Things. This podcast was initially recorded January 13th, 1989.
I've been looking over my list of natural history blessings from 1988. I find that one of the ones that I haven't really worked over in this program is the return of the moose to New York State. Admittedly, the moose could hardly be said to have built a viable population yet. And true, those examples we have seen, moose consorting with cows in the pasture or wandering into villages in winter, haven't done a lot to add to the dignity or the mystique of this great deer. Still, in these days where natural environments and their denizens are in retreat, any instance of a native's return seems significant. There are those who hold that the moose is an ugly, or at least ungainly animal. One of the old saws is, if a camel is a horse designed by a committee, then a moose must be a deer designed by a committee. And there are some things about the moose that don't seem quite right. For one thing, its head is inordinately large and heavy, and this necessitates long spinal processes to support the muscles required to keep the head erect. This gives a moose quite a humpback appearance. The antlers alone may weigh as much as 80 pounds on the giant Alaskan moose. There are other seeming incongruities about the moose, but in the end, it is a deer, the largest of its tribe, and it is a magnificent animal. The moose, genus Alces, has a global distribution in northern latitudes, although the European species is called elk there. The average weight of a bull moose is somewhat more than a half ton, the cow 100 or more pounds less than a half ton. The huge Alaska bull moose may weigh 1,600 pounds or more, and the cow close to 1,200 pounds. That's quite a deer to those of us who are used to measuring our deer in terms of 200 pounds or less. At first a glance, a moose seems to lack most of the grace of the whitetail. It seems to galump along until you consider the kind of terrain it normally navigates. The moose prefers shrub-grown bottomlands and wetlands. That an animal so large can move with such seeming effortlessness through hot, deep marshlands or muskeg is amazing. The animal is extremely powerful. Another amazing thing about the moose is its ability to keep out of sight, excepting those times when it ventures forth into ponds or into the shallows of lakes to dine on submerged aquatic vegetation. The moose spends most of its time in dense, shrubby cover where willows and other preferred browse abound. Moose are mostly loners, and except for the cows and calves of the year, they tend not to congregate, except occasionally in wintering yards. During the rutting season, which is September or October, the bulls become much more aggressive, searching out cows for mating and challenging or engaging in territorial joust with rival bulls. It is during this time that the moose becomes vocal, hurling its vocal challenges or blandishments, as the case may be, across shrubby bottomlands and embayments. Many of those who know the moose best point out that this seems to draw them together, making for more effective breeding. Bulls have been shown to travel from 30 to 60 miles during this time of the year. This is also the season of the hunt, and the hunter often uses the call to attract bulls. Fawns, often called calves, are born in early spring after a gestation period of about 235 to 40 days. Twins are common. The newborn weighs about 25 pounds. That's three times the weight of the whitetail. By the time it's a yearling, the young bull moose may weigh 500 pounds. The whitetail, 90 to 125. When we think of the appetites of those creatures, we begin to realize that a single moose might require five times as much forage as a deer. Since most of that needs to be shrubby bottomland thickets, we might see one kind of limitation on the spread of the moose in this state. There are also no natural predators for the moose here. And if the populations build up, only parasites or disease or starvation would have the capacity to control the big deer. That and hunting, of course. Anyway, the progress of the moose will be interesting to follow. I can't wait to see a New York moose in the flesh, naturally. Well, that's all I have for this week. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.